Matt, you guys, you on the computer a lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you referenced that YouTube site.
Yeah, I've talked about it before. We have some videos up on YouTube also.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, and MSNBC, you guys just referenced this morning. Do you guys feel like they're a pretty credible news source?
MSNBC?
Yeah.
Well, from most of their shows are actually commentary.
Yeah.
Most of the shows on MSNBC, they have a quick news break at the top of the hour. I don't know, what show were you watching, Jerry Ann?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Some chick was on it.
Rita Cosby?
No, it wasn't her.
Oh. Anyhow, what do you got for us, man?
I'm not much on the computer too much, but my kids were showing me something on that was clips on YouTube from MSNBC about this UFO that appeared over Chicago O'Hare Airport. Did you guys hear anything about this?
Was this a couple weeks back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard like one day there were two different UFO sightings and they had pictures of them and stuff up.
Well, the kids got me interested in it because they were showing the ones in Hawaii. And then they said, you got to look at this. And they're, I guess, Chicago's a big airport up there. And this big gray UFO was hovering over a maintenance shed and took off and shot straight up through the sky so fast that it punched a hole in the clouds. They said, you know, it couldn't be done by conventional aircraft. But I didn't know how credible you guys thought about it. I'm just going to throw that out there and change the subject from Anna Nicole a little bit.
Yeah, I saw something. I don't know if I saw that exact video, but I did see a couple weeks ago they had some different videos up that they were showing on the TV about the UFOs.
Well, if you punch in on your YouTube and just type in UFO and O'Hare, there's a whole bunch of stuff about it, and they had some pictures of it too.
Yeah, I think I saw some of that on CNN too. I know they definitely have video of something funky going on.
Well, my question is, why in the hell did everything just drop on that? You think a UFO appearing over a major international airport would stir up something somewhere?
I think people are just so quick to write off the existence of UFOs at this point. You know, everyone's so skeptical, they just think it's all a bunch of BS.
Oh, I don't know if I believe that they're little green men or something. I think it's probably more the government doing something, but I think somebody screwed up putting it over a national airport. That's nuts there.
Yeah, that's probably not the wisest idea. You don't think it was aliens?
Oh, hell, I don't know. Well, it could be, I guess. Hell, it could be interdimensional beings. Hell, who the hell knows what it is?
They're from the fourth dimension.
But just something different to talk about, man. I just thought I'd throw that out at you.
No, we appreciate that. Jerry Ann, do you believe in UFOs?
Sure.
As in, like, from outer space?
Yeah.
Mars?
I don't know Mars.
Specifically from Mars. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
If you're looking for aliens, all you got to do is go to Walmart after hours, man. You'll see plenty of goofy-looking things rocking around.
God.
Yeah. All right, man. Have a good morning.
Thanks for the call.
Later.
See you.